Here's a check on stories we're following for you today on Robinhood Radio. Our forecast, a sunny day today, cold though, high near 24. Wind chill factors as low as 5 below, with northwest winds anywhere from 9 to 13 miles an hour. We'll get the full details from our meteorologist, Pat Pagano, coming your way in just a few minutes. From the Sunday Republican American, Sharon is confronting the lack of affordable housing. After hearing statistics related to the lack of affordable housing in town, one resident, Emily Soule, declared, quote, "This is heart-stopping information," end quote. She was among more than 30 people that turned out for a virtual affordable housing information session hosted by the Town Affordable Housing Subcommittee and facilitator Joycelyn Ayer on Thursday. Towns are being required by the state to have a housing plan in place by June, and this meeting was called to gather input from residents and explain what the town has done to date. Affordable housing is considered that of which is less than 30% of a household earning 80% or less of the area's medium income, Ayer said. In Sharon, there are 465 households fitting that number, only 36 units of affordable housing. Many are at Sharon Ridge, an affordable housing apartment complex, which now has a waiting list of 80. Currently, 205 households in Sharon spend more than 50% of their income on housing. Of that, 32% are owners and 50% are renters. Sharon is seeking the Department of Environmental Protection's advice on handling of dangerous trees. The Council of Environmental Quality agreed to send a letter to Katie Dykes, Commissioner of the State Department of Energy and Environment Protection, giving recommendations on how the agency can deal with hazardous trees. This comes as a result of the large tree-cutting project earlier this year at Housatonic Meadows State Park in Sharon and the public's strong negative reaction. 20 oaks and many white pines were removed from among the parking lot and Housatonic River shoreline. The letter, penned by CEQ Executive Director Pete Hearn and approved at a meeting Wednesday, said the council heard from many individuals after the damage was done to the park. Quote, "It became apparent after the public's outcry that the process by which it was conducted needs improvement," end quote. He acknowledged the DEEP Deputy Commissioner Mason Trumbull apologized for the lack of public communication before the tree cutting, but said, quote, "It could have been better handled," and Trumbull assumed responsibility and promised a review of the process, end quote. As a result of that meeting and a review by the council, three recommendations were made. The first request that the DEEP incorporate mitigation and community involvement into all its tree removal projects at Housatonic Meadows, including those conducted under emergency exemption of the Connecticut Environmental Policy Act. Second, the council suggests DEEP improve the process by which hazardous trees are scheduled for removal. Third, the council asks that DEEP consider the unique ecological habitat, aesthetics, and social values at the location of planned tree removals and when they're being conducted under emergency exemption acts. A Canaan family has been displaced after that fire ravaged their home at 123 Lower Road on Thursday night last week. Firefighters from Canaan Falls Village, Norfolk, and Sheffield attempted to contain the fast-spreading blaze. The Canaan Fire Company chief said it's believed the fire started on the ground floor of the house, which was built with a balloon construction in 1864. That type of construction allows fire to spread rapidly because the interior walls have no fire breaks. The fire finally was detected in a second-floor bedroom. The town fire marshal said the state fire marshal assisted her in trying to determine the cause. They couldn't rule anything in or out. The family is staying with relatives. A GoFundMe page is being organized to help them recover from the loss. There's changes to Region 1 COVID-19 safety protocols as a result of the shift to an alternative approach to controlling the spread of COVID-19. The State Department of Education has partnered with the Connecticut Department of Public Health, creating that set of guidelines. As they've done in the past, Region 1 administrators and nurses have worked together with the Region 1 medical advisor to create the Region 1 document entitled Changes to the COVID-19 Safety Policy. While continuing to recommend face mask coverings will no longer be required while students and staff are in the school and are participating in athletic and or other extracurricular activities, note the staff will not be monitoring students who are sent to school with masks. Students and parents and caregivers will be responsible for their own choices. It's expected that masked and unmasked individuals will treat each other with respect. Individual case investigation and contact tracing will be discontinued as the focus on virus management shifts to clusters of cases and less on individual investigation of positive cases. Social distancing will not be required. However, where possible, all Region 1 schools will continue to maintain their classrooms and public spaces such that the students are at a minimum of 3 feet from one another. In an additional letter that was sent home, all Region 1 schools will allow masks to become optional on school buses effective Tuesday, March 1st. That is consistent with their plan for masks to become optional in school buildings on the same day. But they continue to recommend wearing a mask is extremely effective mitigation practice in controlling the spread of the virus. It should be an important consideration of students who ride on buses that are filled to capacity. The situation is especially true for the elementary school bus runs in Cornwall, Kent, North Canaan, and Salisbury. Some meetings coming up in and around our tri-state region in Sharon. The Historic District Commission meets today at 5:30, the Board of Education at 6 p.m. The Board of Selectmen will meet tomorrow at 3 p.m. The American Rescue Plan Act meeting is March 2nd at 6:30 in Salisbury today at 6 p.m. Salisbury Affordable Housing Commission has a special meeting at 6:30 Inland Wetlands and Watercourse Commission. Tomorrow at 9 o'clock in the morning at Salisbury Historic District Commission. On Thursday at 10 a.m., Pope Land Design Committee at 6 p.m. receive initial budgets from the Board of Education and Board of Selectmen. And at 6 p.m., the Salisbury Affordable Housing Commission has their special meeting. In North Canaan, coming up tonight, a virtual meeting. The Affordable Housing Committee at 7 p.m. Tomorrow, the Fire District Annual Meeting at 7 p.m. In Falls Village, coming up tomorrow, the regular monthly meeting of the Board of Education at 7 o'clock at Kellogg. In Cornwall, the Zoning Board of Appeals meeting is by Zoom tonight at 7 p.m. Inland Wetlands Watercourse meeting is via Zoom tomorrow at 7 p.m. Board of Selectmen in Cornwall meet tomorrow at 7:30 via Zoom as well. In Kent, the Board of Education budget meeting is today at 4:30. Inland Wetlands Commission regular meeting is tonight at 7 p.m. Tomorrow, the Architectural Review Board regular meeting is at 5:30. And then on March 2nd, the Assessment Subcommittee for the ARPA regular meeting is at 4:30. Town of Northeast Zoning Review Committee has a meeting that is from 4:30 till 6 p.m. The meeting will be held via Zoom. The Ancrum Planning Board has a meeting on March 3rd at 7 p.m. In Sheffield, the Select Board has a working meeting in the second floor meeting room on Thursday, February 3rd at 2 p.m. Our business brief is underwritten by Morgan's at the Interlaken, interlakeninn.com. You'll find a tapas menu. You'll also find specials every night. And you'll find them on Facebook and Instagram and at interlakeninn.com. Also, by Salisbury Bank, salisburybank.com. The Dow Jones Industrial Average will start off the week at 34,058.75, the NASDAQ at 13,694.62, and the S&P 500 at 4384.65. We'll take a look at the tri-state forecast. That'll come your way in just a few moments.